So let's start Reish Yud Kedusha. We started the first bracha of Kriya Shema. We got through the Kula Mahuvim, which we said is not only the angels but the tzaddikim as well. And now everybody calls out together Kadosh Kadosh. So we're going to want to understand the nature of it. So let's see. Yeah, Mitzvah Hashem. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Okay. Lakdish liyitzram vaymer biyira kadosh 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 kedusha zu efsher laimer biyeshiva. Not only is it possible to say it's sitting, ubachal roi v'nochin l'sheves b'shas amiras kriyas shma b'chaseha. If you look around in shul, this is the custom everywhere that people sit, even in pesuk of the zimra, sometimes people stand, but by b'chas kriyas shma, the custom is to be sitting. Now listen to his reason. Kidei shi anikar ha'imdim b'tfilah shmeina esrei anikras amida. That's the reason. Which would be nikar that you're standing up for shmeina esrei. Interesting. Which is called the amida. Va'amiras kedusha zu hu sipor mei yisrachish b'shmei marim. It's telling the story of what happens in the heavens. Oilam nishamais ha'tzadikim v'chasidim. The world, as he said before, not only the angels, but the neshamis of the righteous, asher yachad im ha-malachim oinim va'oimrim kedusha. So he's saying the korazel zev amar is the angels together with the neshamis of the malachim. Now, v'hinei matzinu sholish kedusha. So we say kedusha three times at shachris. Kedusha de amida, bechazar sashatz, he kedusha sho'imrim v'mashli atziba b'shmeine esrei, that's the standing kedusha. Kedusha shabirchas kriyashma, who kedusha di yeshiva, the kedusha we say sitting. And then the third one, kedusha de sidra, the kedusha in the seder, shayimim betfilas uvalasi angayel, ulachol achas yesh inyan miyuchad bami rasa. So we're going to see what he says. The pashup shat and the three kedushas is as follows. He's going to give a deeper understanding. But in, We say it even be yichidus, the first kedusha, we don't stand. Because the kedusha we say there, we're telling the story of what malachim do. In other words, when you say kadosh kadosh in berachas kriyashma, you're not saying, I declare kadosh. You're saying the angels declare kadosh. Not so by kedusha of chazaras hashatz. There we say, Nikadesh Shimcha Ba'olam, we are saying Kedusha, K'shem Shemakdisha Ma'aseh B'Shmei Marayim. The same way the angels do it. Anakdishach Menaritzach K'nayam Si'al Seid Sarfei Kedush. We praise you like the sweet song of the angels. So there we're praising Hashem, so there we stand when we say it. Here, it's a sipur, we're telling the story of what the malachim do. Those two are easy. Uvalat Zion is harder because, we'll see his explanation, but Uvalat Zion, it's almost like we're not sure what we're doing. We're not sure. Are we doing it praising Hashem ourselves? Or are we telling the story of the angels? Nafkamina?
Whether you stand or sit,
and when you say b'yichidus. You daven Hashem Uvalat Zion b'yichidus? Do you?
Sure.
I'm ashamed that you know about that. It's not sure. It's not certain that you say Avolat Zion b'yichidus. It's a suffix. So the Mishnah Berurah says when you say it, you have in mind kadosh, kadosh, kadosh as a pasuk, in case you're not supposed to be saying it. It's a suffix. What?
What does the sidra mean?
Kedusha of the sidra. He's going to talk about it. It's the kedusha of the seder. Avolat Zion is the seder of the way the angels, the truth that they all are, but that's what it's called, Kedusha Sidra. It says that the world survives on Kedusha Sidra. It's a very hush of a thing. It's hard to understand that we're not sure exactly which way to look at it, and yet it says the world stands on Yehesh Mei Rabba and Kedusha Sidra. So, whatever that means exactly. So let's see how he explains it, but this is sort of the Rabbeinu Yaina in Brachas in the Aleph Beis of it. So he explains. And saying Kedusha, there are two ideas. Achas, ha'ila l'mayla, one that goes upwards. V'achas ha'yeredes l'mata, one that comes from upstairs down, as follows. Kedusha di yeshiva, the Kedusha we say, Kadosh, Kadosh, by Berachas Kriya Shema. Shaimrim beberches yaitzer are he kadesh 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 Hashem tzavakais lamaila 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 climber. Shakom asher kadesh baruch hu misale al yadeinu. Whatever Hakadosh Baruch Hu is raised up, Harihu Ma'ilo Isonu Yosef Yosef Karavel Yisbarach. So what does that mean? That Kol Hakadosh Baruch Hu Misale Al Yadeinu. Whatever we praise Hashem higher, Harihu Ma'ilo Isonu, it raises us Yosef Yosef Karavel Yisbarach. Interesting. So the kedusha that we say in Berachas Kriya Shema is supposed to raise us. Bebechina Ma'amaram Ode Mekadosh Asmai Ma'at Mekadosh and I say Harbe. Mulmata mekachen aysim mulmailo adkan. Kshonu magbiin es atzmenu ktsas lamailo mehamadrega. We raise ourselves a little higher from the level. Shonu nimtzaim. Ozei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekadosh yisonu magbiin aysim lamailo. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises us and lifts us up. Ki hu kadosh kadosh umayshech yisonu lamailo. It's interesting that that kadosh, which is the sipur of what the malachim do, is meant to raise us up, as if we're dreaming of the level of Malachim. So what do we say? Kadosh, 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 Shem Tzavakais, Malai Chol Ha'aretz Kevaydai. So he explains.
Now, I would just think that the raising us up would come from the Kedusha that we say in Shemona Esrei.
That's right.
Not just telling all the
words. Kedusha Shemona Esrei, we try to bring the Kedusha down to us. Also, I guess it lifts us up, but the Kedusha, the Yeshiva is saying is that we're sort of dreaming of reaching the heavens. That's this. So when we talk about the angels, we're dreaming of stretching out our arms and reaching somehow the level of
so
the Malach.
Kind of fantasizing and that lifts us up.
Yeah, okay. It's more of a dream than a fantasy, I hope, but that's what we do. Now, Malach HaLaretz Kevaydai in the Litvisha world is a very, I mentioned many times, is a very controversial expression. What it means, Malai Chol Haaretz Kevaydai, that the world is full of Kevayd Hashem. So, Eina Kavona LeEretz HaGashmi Shalanu. Now, the reason for these five words, Eina Kavona LeEretz HaGashmi Shalanu, is because of the Gra, the Gra Shita that I mentioned. The Gra holds that it's incorrect to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere in this world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachal is hidden. There's tzimtzum in this world, and the Gra wrote very sharply about the idea of recognizing the fact that you can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, otherwise evil couldn't exist in this world, instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. And therefore the expression, Malai Chol Haaretz Kevaydai, to the Gra was something that needed an explanation. If you look in the Gra Sefer on Yeshaya, Deres Eliyahu on Yeshaya, there's one very long piece, and that's on this pasuk. So let's see what he says. What he says here is taken from the Gra. In a kavana l'eretz hagash mishalanu, ela l'eretz haksuva b'mari Yecheskel. We're talking about the true existence, as Yecheskel saw in his vision, ve'eira avine oifen echad ba'aretz, and I saw in my vision, and there was one wheel on the ground, avinasei achayis me'al ha'aretz, and when the chayos lifted themselves up, alright, so I want to ask those of you who did not learn Yecheskel, if there's anybody of that type, right, there are oifanim and chayos hakodesh, serafim, there are many angels. Okay, so what do oifanim look like? You have any idea what oifanim might look like? How do you picture them in your mind? Huh? How many wings?
Six.
How many feet? Too. Right, so I'm going to tell you how, you're not going to like this. The Ifanim, the Chayis HaKadosh have, in the vision of Yecheskel, have a physical stature. Not the Ifanim. The Ifanim are wheels. Two wheels, one in the other, with eyes in the wheels. That's all they are. And they don't have an independent existence. They accompany the Chayis HaKadosh. Now, it doesn't mean that they're like a bicycle for the Chayis HaKadosh. They're a separate spiritual existence. But there's something totally different. Now, what I got to do is get you, Lahavdil, you know, one of the evangelistic drawings of the visions of Yecheskel, not, you know, their picture of God. I don't know how accurate it is. But beyond that, the Ifanim just have an idea of what the Ifanim might look like. The Chayis HaKadosh are described as having wings, etc. Raifanim are different creatures somehow. The creatures with wheels. Now, what they mean exactly, there are two reasons I'm not allowed to tell you. First of all, it says not to darsh ma'aseh merkava in public. I can't tell you. The second reason is because I never heard of darsh ma'aseh merkava, so I have no idea what it means either. But they're all, it's all a symbol for something. But at any rate,
yeah, I was just thinking,
if you
hold that malachim, or let's say shlichus from Hashem, like we said on Shabbos,
so what do they look like? Okay.
Not what they look like.
But ofan in Hebrew is a wheel.
Yeah.
In modern Hebrew as well, they call it modern Hebrew as well. Yeah. What's their function? I don't know. What's your function? Who needs you? You know, I don't know. God has a place for everybody. That's true. Absolutely. That's right. Ofan has its function. I don't know. I really don't know. They find him the Chayes HaKadosh in the vision of Yeshaya. There's no Srafim in his vision. His heaven, there's no seraphim. So you go to, in Yecheskel, you go to Yeshaya, you have seraphim. So what are you gonna do? You know, there are different angels and different visions. Look, we know there's a lot going on upstairs, and exactly how it works, I don't know. Anyway, so this vision of Mloi Chol Aretz Kevaydai, that's Aretz. Aretz is the place where they exist. Shakavon Amokim Maimir HaMalachim, Mashalamata L'Raglom Nikru Gam Kein Aretz. Umagbiyam atzman may, quote unquote, aret shalahem bishas amiris hakadusha. And they lift themselves up, like we lift ourselves on our toes, kadosh, 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 with merames to this which Yecheskel sees in his vision, bihinase hachayos mealor, is that they lift themselves up. So he's saying that there are two kavanis. So one kavana has to do with the angels. V'yesh pirasheni bikdusha. Now he's giving an insight into a Valitzian. Moron of Shamshul Fal Hirsch, Mifarei Shenikra Kedusha De Sidra. You want to know why it's called Kedusha De Sidra? He's going to explain. Mipaas Heyais Kavanase Al Seder Ha'ilam Haragel. The Kedusha De Sidra refers to the order of the natural world. Hainu Amiris Kedusha Zua Kavana Bebechinas Lamata Lamata Lamata. Not the angels of Birchas Kriya Shema, but the physical world of Uval Asiyan. Kamesha Mitagim Yaisim in Uzil. Kaddish Bishmei Miroima Iloa Beishchinte. The Kedusha, which is in the heavenly, the higher heavenly spheres. Akach Yardim Vaimrim Kaddish Alara Oivad Givurte. The Kaddish on the ground. What's Oivad Givurte? Oivad Elashon of doing. Givurte is Givura. The Gvura in this world. Umisham yardim lekadish lolam lo me almaya, which is an eternal kedusha. Hainu ha'ilam shalosid lavai. Meloi chol ha'oretz miturgim malya kara ara. Bekedusha zua kavana al ara shalolam hazeh. Kedusha de Sidra, we're talking about the natural order of olam hazeh. Kvaydim miturgim ziv yikare, the shine of his preciousness. Kana ben shayel ech nira ziv yikare by alma. Where do you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ziv Yikare? Where do you see his Kedusha? His Kavaydai? Malach HaRetz Kavaydai? And his Bainin Ketzas. Ma Zev Ha'ama Zeh Shemini Yodam Maitzim Kairas Ruach Bistaklusam Al Nefloyes HaBayre. I once heard Rabbi Miller, probably more than once, talk about the fact that human beings are enthralled by a sunset or by a waterfall. People just can stare at it and watch it for a long time. So what is it that gives a person awe? Or he says, "Kegain harim gavayim v'ramim." Or a person looks at the Alps, the big mountains. V'lama mukasmim b'habitam shkias hashemesh. And why mukasmim? What that means exactly? Why do people stand in awe when they look at the sunset? Tachas ha'ofek b'amdam etzos svas hayam. When you're standing at the beach, madaychef le'enesh levazois kisbay. What presses a person to spend money? Engelberg. On the Alps, Kodaima. Why do people want that? Human beings can't see God's presence. A person could see, he says, the replication. Shekol ma'asher Baruch Hu Baruch Hu by Lomay Dvarim Nefloim, Hamarhivin ain't a ray of a leichel of avai. Things that make a person gasp. V'chala yoifi animsa besidre ateva and the beauty of nature. Hamangin a nefesh. They give pleasure to the soul. Nefesh adam heim teitzoi ziv yikarei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to explain it, it's sort of like a person. When you look at a human being, especially someone you know, you see a certain personality. You know someone well, even if you're walking, he's ahead of you down the block, and you only see him from behind. Somehow you know that that's him. You know that it's him. It's not the flesh and blood of the person. The person is, there's something more to a human being. There's a certain, this is Ibiakari, there's a certain spirit that makes the person. That makes the person when you get to know a person. I have this very often with boys who date. You know, when they meet a girl the first time, you don't know the girl. It's more the chitzanius of the person. And as time goes on, you get to know the personality. Well, hopefully it's an improvement. Sometimes it's not. But you get to know the person. It just looks different to you than the first time you meet the person. It's just, you know, you see the non-physical part of the human being, the person of the person. So that's what a human being sees when he sees Ziv Yikare, when he sees the sunset or the mountains. That's the Maloi Chol Aretz Kavaydi. Ashayde Mizgalin Nitzutzei Or Shal Shechina. You see a little bit, a break of light of the Shechina, a ray of light. Vizel Maloi Chol Aretz Shal Hay Alma Kavaydi. Vizem Ani Arikshe Levaveinu. And that shakes our hearts. Les Pirates Bishira Adira. To break out in a beautiful song, Oilas Oirer at Kedei Demois, or to be moved to tears, Labayre Baruch Hu, Mizel Kavanas Kedusha de Sidra. So he's saying is that Uvalet Tzion is sort of the a recognition of Ziv Yikari of Hashem. I was standing in Shul, there's no, unless you happen to be standing here and you can see the sun across the street, usually it you don't see that much. But what follows is are really some of the most beautiful tefillahs, which is the end of davening, we're rushing through them. Both the praise and the tefillah are very beautiful. After the Kaddish Kaddish and the Baruch Kavayid, first we say praise. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvayidai, Vivdilanu Minatayim, Nasalanu Teira, Vinasalanu, here says, Otair SMS, Vachayim Atabisechenu, Hu Yiftach Libeinu Besay Rasai, Vyasim Belibeinu Avasav Yerasai. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open our hearts and to let us serve Him properly. That means to recognize the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's such a beautiful tefillah. Yiratzim lefanecha. Hashem alakeinu akei avisenu. Where do you have your yiratzim in the middle of davening? Shenishmar chelkecha b'aylam hazeh, v'niske, v'nichye, v'nira, nir, shtoy, v'roch, shnei, v'sam, shiach, ha'ilam, v'ba, l'mayin zimercha, chavet. I mean, I'm just reading the words, but it's just, it's one of the most beautiful tefillahs in the davening. And, you know, usually Shemoneh Esrei is a push to have kavana by the time Asher Avot Tzion. It's challenging, but it's, and I just find it to be one of the most beautiful tefillahs. And it follows this recognition of the Ziv Yikare. Now, how that plugs into the machlokes, if you say Berabim or Be'yachid, I have no idea. But at least, Kedusha de Sidra, to answer your question, is a Kedusha on the Seder of this world. Now, it's Kedusha de Yeshiva, the Kedusha we say earlier, we're talking about, like you said, one is looking upwards, and one is sort of the Kedusha shining downwards, and those are the two, these two Kedushas.
I think when you're in the hotel, we'll see again.